following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. Dun, 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 dun. I still love this music. I just stopped doing it, a little song I do, because it was really irritating to people who are very important to me. That's not the only reason why. I knew I was going to be playing the Pumpkin Patch Polka every week through Thanksgiving, you know? And so, yeah, I decided not to double up on the annoying stuff. It's just a little shake-a-booty song that I do at the end of this one. But see, it's really catchy. Dun, 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 dun. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome, everybody. We are so glad to have you back with us this week. The more time we spend with you guys, well, that's less time we have to spend right up on each other. Because we do get on each other's nerves a lot. But love is at the center of it all. And that helps us, you know? I think that's true, hopefully, with all groups. You have to work together, live together. You got to have a good foundation. You know, if you miss our show, we're on every Saturday on FM Talk 106.5 right here, 4 o'clock p.m., every Saturday afternoon with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7. But you know, you don't have to be a slave to the radio. No, you can listen to our podcast. It's available at fmtalk1065.com or on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page. Follow us there. And also you can download for free the FM Talk 106.5 app. And the great thing about doing that or going to their website is they have podcasts of all the local FM Talk 106.5 shows. And they got like 50 hours plus every week. So there is definitely something there for everybody. And they have the national stuff too. You know, you can get all your Paul Feinbaum podcasts there. And be sure to download that FM Talk 106.5 app. I love fall. I'm enjoying this weather. And I enjoy doing the show during this weather because we can open up all the windows in the studio as long as there's not any noise outside going on and, you know, get those breezes flowing. Now, the downside to that is that's when the goldenrod and whatever the heck else is flying around up here at the farm. I still leave the windows open. I just have to make sure I stay on my allergy meds. Oh, yeah, and those other meds, too. Otherwise, I'd be strangling some folks. Mm-hmm. But we're glad you guys are here, sharing your precious me time with us. I love being here. I love doing this show. I'm so much better suited for this line of work than what I did for many, many years in my former life. That was a trip.
At the non-specific and completely hypothetical law firm where Jolie...
Hey, don't get too personal.
...might or might not have been employed, there are two separate yet equally important groups, the attorneys and the paralegals who assist the attorneys with lawyer stuff.
Jolene?
Yes, sir?
Would you look in here for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I need you to clarify something for me.
Okay.
This deposition summary.
For those of you who don't know, a deposition summary is where you take hundreds of pages of witness testimony and summarize it into a much shorter version of said testimony, making sure to highlight and focus on the important parts. Kind of like a short story, only different.
This deposition summary.
Yes, sir.
Seems to have taken you an awful long time to get this done.
Oh, you mean the expert testimony from the aerospace engineer? The one that spoke broken English?
Yeah, that's the one.
The rocket scientist. The one the court reporter had to keep asking him to repeat himself because she couldn't understand a word he was saying?
Yeah, that's the one.
The one where I came in early for 3 days, worked through lunch, took it home with me to finish it in time for trial so you could have it to look over it on the plane?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that one took me a little while to get done, but I did all that work at home so it wouldn't take me as long as it could have taken me. So I could spend my precious in-office hours getting you ready for your big trip. And you have a problem with it.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I guess that would be...
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
No attorneys were harmed in the making of that segment. Except that one. Wait, there's one more. I can't remember her name. Hang on, quick call. Hey, bring those down in my headphones, would you? Thanks. Calling my friend Rachel. We go way back. Before radio days. Hey, Rach, it's Roro. She used to do the Scooby-Doo voice and called me Roro.
Roro.
What are you doing? Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Hey, look, I'm working on something really important right now. You remember the name of that female lawyer that used to work in our office? No. The one with all the facial hair. The one with the white beard. No, I'm not going to use her name on the air. Just couldn't remember her name and it's driving me crazy. Okay, I remember now. Let's slap her too. No, that'll do it. Thanks, Rach. That felt really good. Now, living well feels even better, but some nice slaps and punches feel good, too.
John, don't look at me like that.
My hormones are fine. You know what we should do, Jim? Okay, what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together a little soundtrack. Nothing huge, just a bunch of punches and slaps, stuff like that. Something like this.
Oh, ouch! Oh, ouch!
Whenever somebody does something to stress you out at work, says something demeaning, degrading, condescending, or just plain mean, you just whip this out. Your own personal personal little beat down. It's a great idea. I mean, it's better than actually punching somebody out, isn't it? Well, there you go. Hey, Jim, heads up.
To the pumpkin patch polka. You can tap, tap, tap. Clap, clap, clap. Polka all day long.
I don't know if anybody's noticed this besides me, but somebody's having way too much fun all by themselves.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Cadeau.
It is said that on Halloween night, if you want to meet a witch, all you have to do is put your clothes on inside out and walk backwards. You know, my Uncle Auguste used to walk around town at night like that on a regular basis. And the only witch he ever met was the night judge in Circuit Criminal Court. And after he dried out, he ended up marrying a witch anyway. Bless her heart. Stay tuned for more Halloween superstitions.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
Thank you to our loyal seasonal sponsors.
Harry's Halloween Trunks of Junk. Yes, all those candies you'd get if you trick-or-treated all in one 6x4 trunk. So just stay home and gorge on your favorites. What a time saver.
Candy, corn, milk, nuts, and caramel chewies. Orange and black things all sticky and gooey. Something that's brown in a big shapeless hunk. All in my big trunk of Halloween junk. When you're burping, when you throw up, when you're on a sugar high, you simply reach in for more Halloween treats, and then you just want to die.
Hi, I'm a high-strung teenager, and even I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, because they're all unbalanced, emotional, and weird. Just like me.
You're working my last nerve, you know that. Quit playing on the microphone, Jim!
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app? Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Oh.
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Seasoned to perfection and ready to cook meats like spare ribs, pork loin, Mediterranean chicken breasts, large lump crab cakes, bacon wrapped stuffed shrimp, even fried and barbecued chicken, delicious soups like broccoli cheese, tomato bisque,
delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
All sorts of party trays, salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering, delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
My grandson is a senior, and I can't wait to see him in the halftime shows. Jeb Jr., you are supposed to be down on that field.
It's fine. He gave me $20 to take my place.
Who gave you $20? Is that David Lord with A&A Vacuum down on that field? What is he doing down there?
Well, he said he couldn't march back when he was in high school because of his asthma, so I was like, here, take my tuba. Have a field day.
He can't carry your tuba. He's got a bad back. What's he carrying? Is that a...
Yeah, it's a vacuum cleaner.
He's taking a vacuum down on that field. Hey, Tony, come over here for a minute. Aren't you the more reasonable brother?
You gotta do something. This can't happen again. You remember how bad it was the last time David went down on the field, right?
That was terrible.
He took out the whole first line of the horn section, stomping around down there like he knows what he's doing. Where's he going now?
No, we go left here. Left!
This ain't good at all. Can't you do something?
I've got this.
What you got is a liability, my friend.
Make your day with A&A.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
Hi, dolls. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the weekend and to Belle's Sassy Tailgate. Yes, Jolene still hates the title, but that's just too bad. And now, the only man allowed near my kitchen.
See, you can't use the word tailgate there. It's a stupid title.
I know, you've made your point. The incomparable Alec Naaman. Hello, doll.
How y'all doing this weekend?
Fabulous. As usual, Jolene is tagging along. And also we have, as we do every week, Earl T.
Let's get ready to rumble! Oh, wait a minute, isn't that what you say at football games, dude?
Where do you think we are, Earl?
Hey, Alec.
Hey, Earl.
Pleased to make your acquaintances, dudes.
Earl, you're here every week. It's Alec Naaman. Don't you know where you are?
Earl, I came by to your house last night to see you, but there were so many blue lights, I decided I'd have to leave.
A very good decision, I can imagine.
Earl, you're here every week.
I'm back.
Yes.
Like I never left, man.
He's been sleeping on the bus, Alec. So what do we have cooking this week?
Well, you know when you got people coming over to your house and you got the ball game ready to go on TV, it's always nice to have some kind of nice little hors d'oeuvre to tide you over while you're doing the main cooking on the grill. So I like these oriental steak rolls.
Oh, please tell me they're easy to make.
I don't think everybody caught that. It's oriental steak rolls. Stop talking over people.
What you do is you go to the good grocery store, you ask the butcher to give you a nice big piece of flank steak. All right, now you take that big piece of flank steak and you slice the steak across the grain.
How many pieces?
About 16 slice strips.
Okay.
About 1/4 inch thick.
Hand me the tape measure, dear.
Then you take and you lay it out on your counter. You put some plastic wrap over the top and you get your pounder out and you pound each piece very, very thin.
Earl! No! Jolene, he's pounding our steak on the tailgate!
Here's a better way to do that.
Earl, you're disgusting.
Whoa! It's called a mallet. You know, if you got a mallet. Now, if you don't know what a mallet is, just get your hammer and pound the meat until it's very, very
thin. You don't hammer it on the tailgate.
That's not how I do it.
Nor anyone else on our planet.
You season it with a little salt and pepper. Then you take and you place an asparagus spear, a slice of green onion, a slice of green bell pepper, or red bell pepper. I like the color of red, so I actually use a red bell pepper. And then you can take several pieces of mushroom. And you can even take some carrot slices. Take your carrot, slice it up really good. You put all this in the middle of the meat. Then you roll this meat up.
Oh, man, I got the perfect thing for that.
Earl.
I mean, I guess you can roll meat with it.
Not on my show.
Your show?
I mean, I guess,
Besides, it's filthy.
I should at least run it through the dishwasher first. Do we have time?
No, we don't. We don't have to get rid of the salad spinner.
Earl. Until you've got your rolled up steak roller. See? Now, when you roll that steak around the vegetables and fasten it with a toothpick.
Hey, man, here's some toothpicks. These are left over for my Christmas party last year.
Now, that's helpful. See, now we don't have to go fetch toothpicks. Thank you, Earl.
They're only used once, so they're still good.
Oh. You place them in a shallow glass baking dish. Then what you do then is you take a little bit of vinegar, a little soy sauce, a little sugar, and a little sesame oil. You pour that over the steak rolls. You let them marinate for about a half an hour. You drain that marinade into a small saucepan. And in the meantime, you put your oven on broil. And you got a good knot that's 500 plus degrees. You broil those steak rolls for 5 minutes per side. So you do have to flip them.
Aren't they going to fall apart if I start flipping these things around?
But you've got them, the toothpicks stuck to them, see, so.
Oh, that's right.
And then while the steak is broiling, you bring that little marinade into a boil. So you pour it in a little saucepan and you boil your marinade. You take just a little bit of cornstarch and a little bit of water in a cup, all right? And you just a little bit of water, a little bit of cornstarch. And you stir it around really good and it'll make you a little paste. And you slowly drizzle it into your marinade until the marinade thickens while it's on the stove. Then you pour that marinade over the steak rolls and are they good. So I call that my Oriental steak rolls.
Delicious.
Great for hors d'oeuvres for any party.
Alec, we'll see you next week, doll.
See everybody next week.
This is Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch. Wow, busy out there today. I am so going to be late for my statistics class this morning. My friend Megan just called and said a school bus overturned in front of the Main Street Retirement Village. That's got to have traffic way backed up over there. If anybody knows anything about it, give me a call at the station, okay? So I can, like, let everybody know. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Dude, that is totally Warren's car. Megan, if you're listening, Warren has totally totaled your car, dude. Hey, dude, check me out. I'm driving a station van. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Dude, get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. Tell him Mandy sent you. I'm Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for tuning in, taking us along with you. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are happy to be with you because if it weren't for you, we would be stuck in the studio with each other. Can
Jolene,
you imagine?
It's Kane.
Hey, darling. Everybody, it's our favorite traffic guy, Kane. It's good to hear from you. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I don't know. I know that tone. You sound irritated. What's going on?
It's just that, well, I didn't think you were still using the Mandy Snowflake traffic report, or whatever you call it.
Mandy Snow, although, yeah, she is a snowflake, but it's Mandy Snow. What's wrong?
Are you making fun of me?
No. Why would you think that?
You're using my old music bed and sound effects from years ago.
Well, you're not using them anymore.
That's the best you could do, because I know you guys are pretty lazy.
That is offensive. I'm using your old bed music and the sound effects because, well, it sounds traffic-y. And they do sound a bit nostalgic to the listener's ear. Kind of traffic reports circa Kane 2010.
Just try to keep them at a minimum, okay?
I can do that.
And by the way,
Keep
that pumpkin polka song at a minimum this season too, will you?
Look, I'm not going to promise that. We have a set number of weeks we can appropriately play the pumpkin patch polka. And I'm playing it through Thanksgiving, Because it makes people happy. It's a joyous little song. I know why Jim hates it. Why do you not like it?
That thing gave me severe headaches for a decade.
I seriously doubt that. Maybe I'll back off the volume just a little bit.
Maybe change the pitch on it or something.
You know, I could tweak the pitch just a little bit if you're serious and it's sending you into some cranial distress. I will do that. I'll do that just for you.
Okay. Okay. Love you guys.
We love you.
Bye.
The celebrity voices you are about to hear are not real, only tragic impersonations.
I'm Morgan Freeman. It's like I've said many times before. You either get busy laughing or get busy dying. Make sure you listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour this weekend. It's the right thing to do.
Okay, checking our Facebook Messenger mail. Dear Jolene, I've been doing a lot of work in my yard and getting my patio ready for outdoor festivities, football parties, and such. But everything I do gets undone by a group of squirrels that apparently find it entertaining to make my life miserable. I have injured myself several times tripping over things they misplace or otherwise disturb or destroy. I was thinking you guys might be able to help me with this, even though you all seem to be experts on nothing.
We're fuzzy and cute and we eat nuts. We got big fuzzy tails up on our butts. But still some people just hate our guts. They want to turn us into fuzzy cold cuts.
What is all this? Look at this mess. This is not how I left this yard. Spent the weekend in my yard, making things pretty and working hard. But Monday morning when I walked out, they were chewing and digging, yeah, trashing it out. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Ask me about their George.
Racing round, breaking my flower pots. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. At the hummingbird feeder doing nectar shots. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Who wants some of this? Come and get it.
Eating all my kitty's food.
Hey, you snooze, you lose, cat.
Having coffee out on my porch. About broke my neck over a tiki torch. Can't leave nothing out, I can't set things down. These squirrels wanna run me out of town. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Ate all my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Yeah, they're cute and they're fluffy, but they're out of hand. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Whee!
Cracking nuts on the stone St. Francis head.
Tasty.
Did you hear the noise? They were making late last night. They pooped on the patio and tore out all the screens. I'm usually such a good girl.
Yes, you are.
And I'd like to choke a few squirrels.
Get away, you.
Honey, why are you out here in the yard screaming?
Look.
What?
Look at that one.
What? Where?
Look at that one over there.
Uh-huh.
You said he's eating the pool noodles.
Oh, for credit. Squirrel, come here, you.
Can you catch him?
Get away from you. Whoa.
Oh, man. Okay, squirrels.
What?
We're going, but we're coming back with traps. We're going to relocate your little
mooses. Good luck with it.
I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Hey, Ralph, hit that guitar. Hey, nice sound there, Ralphie boy. Oh, that's kind of smart.
You think that's bad? Break one more flower pot.
Roxbury.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. You know, one of my favorite things about the show in October has always been checking in with Earl T. at the Pumpkin Toss. He would always have a report of sorts.
This is Earl T., your man on the street reporter. Although there's not really a street here, it's more like a big field because you don't throw pumpkins onto a street. You throw them into a field because you don't want to cause big traffic crashes, although that'd be kind of fun and that'd be a whole different thing. You know, it'd be the pumpkin highway toss car crash thing.
Earl, kind of pressed for time here.
Anyway, this is where people toss pumpkins at the pumpkin toss.
And?
And that pretty much explains it there.
You told me you were going to be doing some interviews.
I'm going to talk to a couple of the teams right now. Here's one right now. Hey, excuse me, sir. What's your name?
Bubba.
And what's the name of your team?
We're the Orange Necks.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. It's not red. It's right. Orange because pumpkins are orange. Yeah.
That's right.
Do you have any special way to toss?
No.
Alrighty, well, I'll talk to another team here in just a minute.
Oh, boy.
This is Rooty at the Pumpkin Toss.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
We invite you guys to follow our show on Facebook. That is a superb way to get in touch with us. We have our podcast up there every Saturday. So in case you missed the show, you can catch us there and also at fmtalk1065.com or on the FM Talk 1065 handy dandy app. Now, something Jim started last holiday season. He started working in his terrible dad jokes, and there's not much we can do about it.
We wish he'd stay in his lane, because his dad jokes are so lame. He tells them all with no shame. Jim's jokes for Halloween.
Unscripted. Unsolicited. And worst of all, unfunny.
Yep. Just like John says, unscripted, unsolicited for sure.
Hey, Jolene, you know what goes amazingly well together?
No.
Halloween and dad jokes.
Not really.
Hey, yeah, the reason is whether you loathe or love Halloween, dad jokes just make it instantly better, don't you think? Okay, maybe not, but we're doing it anyway.
Okay.
Look, if you can play the pumpkin polka, I mean, this is happening.
Different thing.
So, do you want this in regular dad voice, or would you like this in my vampire voice?
I don't really.
Maybe I'll switch off back and forth.
No.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What?
Frostbite. Huh? Sure.
Okay.
Why was the ghost given a ticket by the game warden?
I don't know.
He didn't have a haunting license.
That's pretty good.
I like that one.
I do. I like that one.
I'm going to go sit back down over here.
No, you can finish. It's okay.
What?
finish up.
We'll try again.
You got some more.
What did Dracula call his interior design book? Feng Shui.
Bang.
Not feng, but...
Bang.
Hmm.
Let's go.
What's a vampire's least favorite meal?
I don't know.
Steak. Huh. Get it? Steak.
Right through the heart.
Yeah.
We are out of time now.
I know. On with the show.
We might do more later. Not really.
It's Rockstober, dude, and you're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Did you get that? See, Rockstober, see, like Jolene Roxbury instead of Rocktober, because you see, we don't really rock. We do rock, you know, like, hey, whoa, this show rocks, but we don't rock like, you see the difference there? And you see, her name is Jolene Roxbury. You see, it's rock and October and rocks and...
Earl, they get it. Let it go.
I'm going to go get me some more brownies.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, you guys. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and I want to thank you again. I thanked you at the beginning of the show, but I want to do it again because it's very important. We appreciate you taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We know a bunch of you are streaming on your phones at work with earbuds. And we won't mention your name or where you're working because they might want you to be paying attention to other things like customers and, work. But we know you're listening to the show. We love it, love it. Oh, and I think John Bell is putting, he's got this almost creepy music to go along with a message we received. Now, if you listened to the show back when we first came on the air, 2009, 2010, and really every year after that, this guy he wasn't a stalker exactly, because none of us ever actually ran into him, and he never did anything overt, you know? And we think he would call just to creep us out. And at first, I'll be honest, at first it did. But after, it, you know, we just kind of got used to it after a while. We kept our guard up, but he seemed pretty harmless, if anybody is these days. And since we moved our studios up to Roxbury Farms, he's kind of been laying low. I don't think he knows where we are, which is fine. We like it like that. We kind of stay on the down low anyway. But I don't know. I think he's starting to feel a little left out. Here we go.
Hey, Jolene. Hey. It's Rusty. Hey, y'all. I've been trying to get in touch with you. I've been trying to find y'all's place up there since y'all moved off the river down there in Mobile. I guess that big old mansion just got to be too much for y'all to keep up with. Once the kids are gone like that and ain't nobody there but you and your husband. He's still around. I never did think he did too much work around there to help you out. Of course, I could only see what was going on the outside for the most part. Why you always keep your blinds at such a weird angle anyway? I never did understand that. I mean, maybe it was just, was it the glare with the sun reflecting off that beautiful water all the time? Boy, I miss that. I bet y'all miss that. I wasn't there a lot. I never did come down there, but I knew that y'all had water there. I mean, I'd go down to the shoreline and by the public boat launch there, and I'd watch your house. You know, I'd make sure your house was okay from there. You know, I just trying to help out and everything. I mean, I just watch out for y'all while y'all's like out of town or if it was just you there. But you still got all them dogs. Used to bark a lot. They sure would bark if somebody tried to. I mean, I bet they would bark if someone would try to climb your fence and stuff. Anyway, just wondering. Hey, I heard on your show that y'all were having a fall festival, whatever that is, and I'd like to come out there and get with you or visit you. I could bring some of my homemade chicken salad up there and some crackers and something like that. But I do need to get your exact address. I sent my drone up there, again, just trying to make sure y'all was all right and everything, and one of your damn neighbors shot it down. I guess it was a neighbor, I don't know, but I'm going to need to get, reimbursed for that. So maybe you could talk to them, or maybe you'd like to pay me and just try to get reimbursed from them back to you, for what it cost me. But anyway, I'd like to see you. All right, well, I'll be seeing you later on, Jolene. Bye.
Ew! The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
And now, a Halloweeny moment with Belle Kadome.
And yet another Halloween superstition. My grandmother told me that a long time ago on Halloween night, it was common practice for parents to rub oatmeal and salt on their children's heads to ward off evil spirits. Unfortunately, this did attract all of the neighborhood dogs and any livestock that happened to be downwind of the poor dears. I often wondered why so many of the old family photos contained so many pictures of so many bald children. Tragic. I'm Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned for more Halloween superstitions.
Time to get to work on the radio spot spot.
What's a spot spot?
Funny, creative, original radio spots for your small business is our specialty.
You know, a lot of small businesses don't advertise because they can't afford to hire an agency to think up something fun and entertaining.
So what's a spot spot?
By the way, you are not allowed to do any more voiceovers.
Why the not?
Let McAdoo Productions write, create, and produce an amazing radio spot for your business.
And we can adapt them to use for your television commercials as well. Make the most of the airtime you're already paying for. We believe in the fabulosity of local radio, local television, local media, shopping local. We're good at what we do. Get in touch with us on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page or email me directly, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. And what is it the lawyer dude says? I will personally return your call. Full disclosure, it might be Earl T. who calls you back. And you know what they say in baseball? It's a great day for a commercial. Let's make two.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that saying goes.
Aw. This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Steamed shrimp from DIP Seafood for dinner? It doesn't get any better than that. Let's see, how many pounds?
Hey, lady, you gotta leave some shrimp for everybody else. We got other customers, you know.
Oh, you again. Well, do you have anything else that would be easy for me to prepare?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen our freezer? We got crawfish pie, boneless chicken breast stuffed with crab meat.
Ooh, andouille sausage, crawfish pie. Ooh, pork or crawfish boudin.
Yeah, and how about some shrimp and crab chowder? All you gotta do is heat it up.
Yummy.
And remember that DIP Seafood has the best boiled crawfish around.
Hands down the best boiled crawfish. I got enough now to host my own seafood festival.
I think you'd need a permit for that. And hey,
what?
Close that freezer door.
Okay.
Were you raised in a barn? I gotta pay for that electricity.
You need to chill. Get it? Freezer? Chill? DIP Seafood, 479-0123.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. You know, one of my favorite things about the show in October has always been checking in with Earl T. at the pumpkin toss. He would always have a report of sorts.
This is Earl T. at the pumpkin toss, and I'm talking to some of the teams here, and here is a very enthusiastic-looking team. What's the name of this group?
We are the Holy Rollers!
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to toss the pumpkins and not roll them.
Is just our name, son!
Why do you call yourselves the Holy Rollers? Is that because...
It's because our pumpkins have holes in them! We've started to make jack-o'-lanterns out of them. Hallelujah!
Okay, well, that's fine. Can I see an example of your technique?
Yes, a pumpkin, I command thee to fly! Fly, a pumpkin! Fly!
Nothing's happening, dude.
What we need here is a spiritual contribution!
Huh?
A contribution!
Say what?
Fork over some dough!
Okay, just a sec. I've got $1.34. Would that help?
Thank you, brother! And now, pumpkin, fly! I lay hands upon thee! On thy orange shell, and I come out!
Okay, well, they're working on that. We'll get ready for the big toss. Hey, don't roll those things toward me. Oh, it rolled over my foot, dude! Hey!
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Julie and I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
I've really been enjoying Reggie's Halloween history. He's on the phone. Go ahead, Jim. Put him through.
Hey, Junior. This is Reggie. Did you know that jack-o'-lanterns was originally carved out in a turnip?
Carved out of a turnip?
Or sometimes a potato or a beet.
A beet?
That's right.
Beets seem kind of small.
They didn't have no wire marts to go up to back in the day, and they used to have to utilize whatever they had on hand. So sometimes a person would carve out a turnip and throw in a lit piece of coal.
Yeah, to get that glowing effect.
They would keep the spirits away.
Yeah, a flaming turnip will do that.
Have you ever burned up a pot of turnips in the air?
Too many times to count.
It stinks.
It stinks very badly.
So it would drive away the spirit. You see what I'm saying? Neighbors, Jehovah's Witness, kids collecting for UNICEF. You know what I'm saying? They all running.
Right. Running from the flaming turnip.
Well, it was nice when a neighborhood housewife discovered that shaking some nutmeg on a pumpkin smelled a lot better when it was set on fire.
Nutmeg?
And you know, Jonelle, one time when one of them pumpkins caught fire in the barn, they put it out with a big bucket of milk that was close by, thereby creating the world's first pumpkin latte.
All right, let's see. Milk, flaming pumpkin, and nutmeg. I got it all. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, Reg.
Okay, Jonelle. Well, y'all have a great weekend, all right?
Yeah, I know what you're going to be preparing for all week.
Halloween, baby. Y'all have a good
one. You know, Reggie really has contributed a lot to the show over the years, and we love him. What a blast from the past that was. Oh, he's... Okay. Yeah, he's calling. Actually, now, present day, Reggie is calling. Patch him through.
Hey, Junior. How you doing? It's Reggie.
Hey, Reg.
Hey, look, I got to thank you.
Thank me? For what?
I really love that you've been featuring my classic vintage Halloween history segments.
Aw, you know, that was two things that I really love that you've done. That would be the show intro and the Halloween segments. What do you love about them?
You know, it clearly highlights the fact that I have contributed both interesting and educational substances to your show.
You have contributed interesting substance to the show, not substances.
Right. Yeah, have you noticed I still sound exactly the same?
Yeah, you do sound the same.
My voice maintained its illustrious dextrivity and velvety smoothness.
Getting kind of carried away there.
Yeah. However, due to legal consternations,
it's not a thing.
I would consternate. No. I'm sorry.
Just skip it.
Forgive me. Constrenuations. I would appreciate if you would take out the references to my previous entanglements.
Your past entanglements.
You know, sundry encounters with the authoritative enforcements.
Law enforcement
agencies. Right. I mean, that was a long time ago. And that don't look too good on my profile, you know what I'm saying? On my online, you know, online profile, it don't work.
All right, we'll clean it up.
Thank you for your help with that, because
okay.
I don't want to hold you up. I just want you to know that me and Earl, you're gonna love this. We done got the whole Fall House wrap complete on the bunkhouse.
Okay, well, I do need to let folks know what we're talking about. Earl and Reggie live in the bunkhouse. We built a bunkhouse at the back of the property. Well, not the very back, but it's kind of like midway. It's far enough away from us at the studio and the main house. And they decided to get a house wrap, a fall farm themed temporary house wrap done. You know, like they wrap a vehicle with a commercial graphics and stuff, like delivery vans like that. I told them they could do a house wrap as long as it was temporary. So, Reg, you're telling me they've got that finished.
Everything done.
Okay.
All right. You need to come out here and check it out. I mean, it's amazing, Janelle.
I'll come check it out. What's it look like?
We got pumpkins on one side, and then you're going to be real happy because we got us an accordion player.
Accordion?
Accordion. Like a little tiny keyboard thing.
Oh, an accordion. You got an accordion player. What is he going to do, he or she?
They're going to play out front. Of the Fall Festival Pumpkin Patch Corn Maze. They're going to do your pumpkin polka.
Seriously? Get out of here.
That's right. Yeah, I knew you'd like that. You know, it ain't my kind of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't know nobody that's their kind of music.
Yeah, I know it's not your favorite. I appreciate the effort.
All right, Junior, I'll let you go, okay? We got things to do, too. Something to roll, you know what I'm saying? So, later on, then.
You guys, I'm so excited about the accordion player. That's going to do it for us this week. Get over to our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Follow us, and you will never miss a show because our podcast is there every week. And also at FMTalk1065.com. Y'all meet us right back here next week. We'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.